From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. At his sixth State of the State address last night, Governor Jay Nixon called lawmakers to reform and expand Medicaid to more low-income, able-bodied adults in the state.
At this time last year, the same Medicaid debate was taking place in state capitals across the country. Since that time, we've seen governors and legislators, Democrats and Republicans in other states, come together to reform our health care system. But here in Missouri, we stood still. And now we've fallen behind. This year, Missouri is paying the cost. This year, Missourians are suffering the consequences. So I look forward to working with all of you to bring affordable health coverage to working families in Missouri and reform Medicaid the Missouri way.
The Affordable Care Act calls for all states to expand Medicaid, the health insurance program for the low-income population. The federal government promises to pay all of the costs for the first few years, and states will eventually pay a maximum of 10% of the expansion cost. As it stands right now, Missouri's Medicaid program does not cover any able-bodied adult with no children, no matter how low their income. The expansion would cover able-bodied adults up to 138% of the federal poverty level. In the last legislative session, Missouri's Republican-led legislature smashed repeated attempts by Democratic lawmakers to expand Medicaid as called for by the federal law. GOP proposals to reform the program, which included reducing the eligibility levels for children and pregnant women, never made it past committee hearings. Last week, while a guest at KBIS live talk show Intersection, House Speaker Tim Jones, a Republican, told host Ryan Familiner that Medicaid expansion without some kind of reform won't be possible.
I've been willing to have the Medicaid reform debate, the Medicaid transformation debate. Outright expansion to me is just pumping more money into a broken system. Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't seem likely to you. Just like I said, outright expansion seems like it'd be very difficult to get through.
It's a complete non-starter. I mean, for our state Senate, and if it came to a vote on the House floor, I don't think just an outright expansion bill would pass.
Right, but that other approach may. You think there's a chance it works? Maybe
you bring a lot more people to the table when you talk about reform. People are still concerned about the ultimate price tag to the state if we add expansion dollars for able-bodied adults into our system.
So it looks like Missouri's legislature is looking at a whole new session full of Medicaid expansion and reform-related discussion. Democratic Representative Chris Kelly has filed a bill that would expand Medicaid as called for by the Affordable Care Act. GOP lawmakers are expected to file bills that would feature reforms to the existing program. Republican Representative Jay Barnes put together a fiscal analysis that includes lots of reform to Missouri's Medicaid. His analysis included saving money for the state while also covering more low-income people. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.